This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Chicago's violent crime rate is already at a 25-year high, and things are only getting worse in the Windy City. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she sleeps good because she's protected by dozens of Chicago police officers assigned for her personal safety. Chicago Sun-Times reports that not only is Lightfoot guarded by a squad of about 20 officers assigned as a personal detail, more than 70 other members of the Chicago Police Department have been tasked with watching over her home, office, and family. Cryptically known as Unit 544, also known as the Government Security Detail, this was created in 2020, according to the paper, with a mission of providing physical security for City Hall, the mayor's residence, and the mayor's detail command post. The mayor's detail command post, whatever that is. As the Sun-Times remind us, at the time the unit was created, Lightfoot had come under criticism from some city residents who complained that too many officers were being pulled from their neighborhood patrols to stand guard outside of the mayor's home. I mean, I guess it could be said that the mayor is no fool. She understands. She's the mayor of a very dangerous city. But in an interview with the Sun-Times, Lightfoot denied that the unit's creation was a response to those complaints, instead pointing the finger at former President Donald Trump for making her unsafe. I've heard it all now. When the President of the United States uses the world's largest megaphone and platform to target you personally, terrible things happen. And he not only blew a dog whistle, he pointed really evil and dangerous people right at my doorstep. As evidence, she pointed to a February incident where a man was arrested on stalking and gun charges after allegedly firing several rounds in an alley near Lightfoot's home. Police, however, say Joseph Igatawa was angry over parking tickets and wasn't motivated by any of the former president's previous comments. That is just about the stupidest thing I've ever heard, that here we are, we're in year two of not having President Trump, and this is her thing. This is, it's because of Trump. I have to have all these people because of Trump. I don't think anyone would begrudge the mayor of a big city like Chicago having a small personal detail assigned to protect her. But between her official security detail and the government security detail, we now talk about close to 100 officers. And that has some police union officials crying foul. So asked if having 71 officers in Unit 544, along with the officers and the mayor's bodyguard detail, is too many, a former top city hall aide familiar with the creation of the unit shrugged. I don't know what the right number is. They should be doing data-informed deployment. What does the data say? probably says the mayor, nobody's going after the mayor. But John Catanzara, president of Chicago's Fraternal Order Police and a regular Lightfoot critic, said she's safeguarding herself at the cost of public safety. He said, while murders are soaring, while districts are bare bones for manpower, all that matters is protecting her castle. If I were mayor of Chicago, I'd want as much security as I could get there, too. The difference would be that I would not make it impossible for law-abiding citizens who don't get a team of city-funded bodyguards to protect themselves as well. Whereas Lightfoot is constantly looking to add more gun control laws on the books and to increase the number of prosecutions for possessory crimes like having a gun without an FOID card or a concealed carry license. Which, by the way, is something they're very slow to issue in Chicagoland. The vast majority of Chicagoans don't get a single officer assigned for their personal safety, much less a Praetorian Guard, nearly 100 officers strong. And yet, over the past 2 years, as some have tried to protect themselves with legally purchased and lawfully carried firearms, they've been stymied by the state police and the agency's lengthy delays in issuing FOID and concealed carry licenses. Delays that Lightfoot certainly never saw fit to complain about. Why would she? Why should she? She's been protected for the entire time, after all, and by a unit that's larger than most small-town police departments. And I don't begrudge the mayor her security detail, although it should probably be pared down. It could be cut in half quite easily. I just think it's blatantly hypocritical of Lightfoot to surround herself with dozens of armed men and women ready to act in her defense, while she makes it so legally difficult and dangerous for Chicagoans to simply protect themselves and their loved ones by embracing their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It's really a very simple process, really. Part of the problem comes, once again, from thinking that you know more than you actually do. And this is the hallmark of the anti-liberty left. They believe that they know more about what you need. That's what they believe. They do not believe, for example, that you having a gun is a smoking hot idea. They won't tell you why. They'll say it's because they're trying to prevent crime, but you're a legal, lawful, law-abiding citizen. So you're not going to be contributing to crime of the type that they're discussing. At all. For the most part. Something inadvertent might happen. You might get a traffic ticket. You might be involved in an accident where it's your fault. But, we're talking different things here now. So, why is it that they think, and this is what I know the answer to this one. I know the answer already. See, they understand the utility of guns. I've said this many times. They understand the utilitarian purpose of a gun, and that is to defend. And so, for that reason, since I know they understand that, now I understand why they think you shouldn't have one. So, are they saying that they're so important that it means more that they be protected than you be protected? Is her life as a temporary public servant, is it worth more than your life as a permanent parent, spouse, son, sibling? Is that more important? I mean, you know the answer to that one. The answer is no, it's not more important. She signed up for the public job. She signed up to be large and in charge. Get on it. Get out there. Lead. Your city's in a crisis. Lead it out of crisis. You want to be looked up on well? Get tough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
world, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We seem to live in an age that is forever in crisis. And when I go back to my early memories, and as I was growing up, you know, I was around when Martin Luther King was assassinated. In the middle of the Vietnam War, I was alive when Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. I was alive when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, but I was like 2. And, you know, the crises that we experience today, they seem to have developed a reverb of a sort. Like, and it wasn't even a crisis, but I mean, we've been talking about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock for 5 days now. And listen, if I'm Will Smith and I'm going to go slap somebody, it's probably going to be Chris Rock, because Chris Rock's older, smaller. Comedians are not exactly combatants, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that it's not in the script that he gets to beat up Chris Rock. But in this era, just like Chris Rock and this Will Smith thing, the reverb, it keeps on vibrating through. It just lasts for days, weeks, and all this other stuff. All of this has been amplified, of course, by COVID. But this amplification goes back long before COVID. Some crises are not actually crises, though they may be related to critical issues that we have to contend with. But let's not confuse an important issue to deal with a crisis. The war on terror was a critical issue. The 9/11 attack was a crisis because we did not know at the time what else was coming on that day. We did not know what the targeting was about. We didn't know anything. All we knew was that on any given time, there's thousands and thousands of jetliners out there flying people all over the place, and four of them were weaponized. That's what we knew. After we found out what was going on, it was no longer a crisis, it was a critical issue. Then the crisis changed in New York City, for example, because the crisis became the people that were trying to help other people, and even today, they're still paying for it. I recall a crisis being blown out of proportion during the anthrax scare. Saddam Hussein's WMDs that were supposedly going to be launched on New York City. And the drumbeat of perpetual war and never-ending military intervention against people who hardly have the ability to invade us. They have, you know, they cannot project force. They have to be able to project force in order for them to be a danger to us. Now, back to the war on terror. It was billed as a crisis, and the success of the U.S. military, despite the eventual failure of our political and punditry class, caused this crisis to slip to the back of our minds. Just like everything else. I mean, that's happening right now with the Ukraine war. Slipping to the back of our minds. It becomes more of a nuisance. And, so 2 decades later, while we still have guys on the ground contending with real serious issues, like firefights and IEDs and all this other stuff, for us, it's become a nuisance. And, then when we become aware of it, what, we're still in this? Some, however, think it's a good idea. It's good for the economy to be stuck in forever in wars. As that crisis with the war on terror slid away, a new crisis emerged. Global warming. Now, we'd had plenty of warning in the 70s about a cooling period, but all of a sudden that turned into a warming period. And we were told in the mid-2000s of the impending doom of our coasts and island nations around the world, and that if we did not immediately change our economy and way of life, we would be the last generation to live on the earth. And yet, there's no flooding in Manhattan. We're still living under the auspice of this crisis. There is no planet B many millennials hold in their idolatrous global warming vigils and gatherings. The global warming crisis is also related to the economic crisis. The economic crisis of global capitalism and poverty, so we are told. And let us not worry about the fact that global poverty is decreasing and standards of living are increasing. Listen, poverty does not mean that you have a car or two. You live in a place with air conditioning and maybe once or twice a year you get a back tattoo. That's not poverty. But hey, because enough people believed that there was poverty, it was allowed for the gigantic expansion of federal bureaucracy and regulatory agencies to counteract what businesses and charities and the market cannot. And then COVID hit, and while we've seen the slow backtracking of the media over the dictatorial lust of ostracism and COVID shaming, the COVID crisis was equally global as all the previous crises were. And COVID also demanded increased federalization, bureaucracy, regulatory measures that strip civil liberties in small towns. Only the Leviathan could save us from our own stupidity. And now here we are on the verge of World War III. And most of us are on the side of the Ukrainians fighting for their freedom and preserving their sovereignty, because that's a noble goal, isn't it? The media and our political leaders who worship at the altar of the Leviathan are speaking of the language of treachery, calling for anti-war advocates to be locked up, and that there needs to be a greater governmental response to the war. But what all the crises of the 21st century have in common is that they are perpetual and that they demand big government solutions that will invariably reduce individual and civil societal liberties and norms. The worshippers of Leviathan need crises. Never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said, in order to advance their totalitarian agenda. And it is a totalitarian agenda that they advocate. So, we must live our lives independent of their fear-mongering. The true health of our souls and our society and our nation depend on our rejection of the forever crisis, to simply live life rather than to submit in fear of life. And liberty also depends on our living free of their fear-mongering and posturing of forever crises, which aim at their very heart to take away your freedom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $4.24 a gallon. This as President Biden releasing more oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. This release brings the reserve to its lowest level since 1984. As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues, Russia seems to be digging in and not moving from defensive positions in Ukraine. A Russian convoy was seen early this month closing in on Kyiv, but then dispersed after Ukrainians halted it.
The Ukrainians put a stop to that convoy pretty quickly by being very nimble, knocking out bridges, hitting lead vehicles, stopping their movement.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the failure of the convoy was due to poor planning on Russia's part. USA Radio News. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a 15-week abortion ban into law yesterday as the Supreme Court continues to consider a similar law in Mississippi and appears poised to let it stand. The new Arizona law makes abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy illegal, except in cases of medical emergency. The law also makes it a felony for doctors to commit abortions in violation of the new law. Astronomers make an amazing discovery. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super-hot, super-bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindell.
The Dow losing 550 points on Thursday. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There was a time not long ago when even the most based conservative was willing to live and let live with all manner of divergent and bizarre people. But live and let live has become I live and you submit. And that's just not going to work out in the long run. The tolerant have been rewarded for their tolerance with intolerance. And if you look hard, you can already see the backlash starting. The breaking point may have been when the man who won the women's swimming championship and all the smart moral people of our garbage elite demanded that we celebrate it. That might have done it. Or it might be the weirdos trying to chat up our kindergartners about sex. Or it might be CRT. Regardless, people are getting fed up. And there's a difference between living your life as you wish and making the rest of us live their lives as you wish too, especially when it's a lie and when it means some freak gets to groom our kids. Now, tolerance is good. But tolerance only works if it goes both ways. And that's not happening anymore. It's been weaponized. And if dumb people don't see their idiotic provocations, they're going to see the emerging backlash grow and grow. Because this is human nature. And human nature, well, contrary to the fantasies of the Marxist, has not been repealed. Cultural aggressions like CRT are bad, but it's the gender insanity that has really become intolerable. Tolerance has given way to intolerance in return, and the pushback is coming. In fact, the signs are that it is here. Regular folks are done with people demanding that we pretend men can become women, or that women can become men. Have you noticed the women never, the transgender men, never compete in men's sports? Why don't we have a transgender man in the MMA competing against men? Or that anyone can ever be a non-binary, two-spirit, gender-bent other kin? They just haven't thought of that one, that description. And we're not pretending that the demand for access to our little kids for cringy conversations is okay, because it isn't. At best, it's still pretty bad. It means trying to enlist our children into the ranks of the gender confused. I saw somebody the other day saying, as a parent of two queer children, well, how do they know that? How do you know that? And if, if there is a child that is homosexual, if you identify some four-year-old somehow as homosexual, and I'm confusing myself just saying this. What does that mean exactly? Do they not get to just be children, whether they're homosexual or not? Do they have to be talked to about sex at 4, 5, 6? You know, the creeps insisting our kids belong to them have gone too far. If you don't think you have, look at Virginia, look at Florida. You're looking at the future, a future of, oh, hell no. And a person could have the moral high ground when he or she asks to be left alone and not hassled. But that person gives up the moral high ground when he/she demands that the rest of us join them up there. Because we have to validate whatever delusion turns his or her crank. Well, that's where you lose me. Tolerance is a two-way street. And we tolerant people keep getting run over. And in the long run, well, forget that. In the short run, that's bound to decrease our tolerance for tolerance. People are getting angry. And I'm, you know, not because some other people are odd, but because some other people have preyed on most folks' inherent kindness and desire not to add to troubled souls' pain. You feel like you're a girl, Brian? Does wearing a dress and being called Shelly ease your pain? Well, we wish you well. Do your thing. We'll do our thing. Except that we don't get to do our thing anymore. So suddenly, girls who worked for years to be the very best swimmers end up with consolation prizes because some dude who couldn't cut it among the boys decided he was a girl, and the organizations that are supposed to promote and protect the girls won't. They're too afraid of offending the people backing the faux femme, who also allegedly cruises around the gal's locker room with full-on man junk. But if you object, you're the problem. So shut up, both your mouth and your eyes, and be happy with your second-place trophy. That is, until another man decides to dominate your league, and then another. You girls can all sit on the bench and watch the competition. And when people protest this nonsense, they are faced with vicious attacks and the loss of their dreams or even their livelihoods because they refuse to take the next step and speak the lie that gender confusion is really gender revelation. It's not enough to tolerate everything except boring normal stuff. Must be affirmed. 2 + 2 = 5 and some men menstruate. None of that is okay. None of that is okay. Is this growing anger and offensive in some handmaid's tale like fundamentalist culture war? No, it's a counteroffensive in a culture war that most people thought they were avoiding by saying live and let live. A very simple, Very simple philosophy. So people feel betrayed. They really expected tolerance to go both ways because they're good. They're you know, they're decent. Normal people extended tolerance to all manner of different people, and it never occurred to them that they would expect bigotry or experience bigotry in return. So the idea of tolerance is, at its core, a good one. But everybody has to be tolerant. And everybody's got to be cool with that. And what's happening now is distinctly uncool, and people are tired of it. The thing that these cultural aggressors do not get is that outside of elite institutions, the support they have is wide but not deep. It was based not on agreement with some of the nuttier ideas on the idea that you do not inflict unnecessary pain on others. And yet it seems the aggressors imagine that people really believe their lunacy. They don't. And when they get angry, that will become apparent. So you're going to see more laws protecting women's sports. You'll see more laws banning sex indoctrination of kids and CRT as well. Just wait until people take aim at the government-subsidized universities, the hot houses where these ideologies sprout. The whole edifice of this strange successor ideology will burn as leaders arise who will take on the new intolerance. And it's kind of a cliche when they howl that Ron DeSantis is worse than Trump, but in fact the governor will be much worse. Trump was elected to stop the elite's new order. DeSantis will be elected to destroy it because Americans no longer tolerate leftist intolerance. You should have lived and let live. We would have been happy with that. But that's not the nature of a totalitarian. The nature of a totalitarian is to get out and run every facet of your life. Every single one. So, leftists, these torpedoes have circled around and they're coming back at you now. You fired them. We told you that it was not a good idea to do it. And you did it anyway. So don't say that we didn't warn you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let me take it back. When I was a child back in the 60s, I mean, one of the highlights of my adult life is meeting one of the people that voiced Lucy Van Pelt from the Peanuts when I was a child. She's actually maybe a little younger than me, I'm not sure. And I thought that was incredibly cool. When I was 5, 6, 7 years old, I thought the Mickey Mouse Christmas was awesome. I waited for that. They would, you know, they'd be running advertisements saying, coming soon, the Mickey Mouse Christmas. And I would be, oh my God, here we go. Those days are, I guess, over. Because now Disney isn't just grooming children with radical sexual propaganda. They don't care if you know it, and they're bragging about it. Now, there, you know, Disney World is in Florida, and on the heels of Florida's new Parental Rights Act in educational law, which bars educators from instructing kindergarten through third grade students about sexual ideology, multiple executives and employees from the Walt Disney Company admitted their own personal missions to deluge 5 to 9-year-olds with as much of their own sexual ideology as possible. One Disney executive boasted that her not-at-all-secret gay agenda and efforts in adding queerness to children's programming in leaked audio published by investigative journalist Chris Rufo on Tuesday. Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my, like, not-at-all-secret gay agenda, said LaToya Raveno, an executive producer for Disney Television Animation. I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness. No one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me. On Monday, Disney vowed to keep fighting Florida's new law after speaking out against the bill, but before Governor Ron DeSantis signed it. Though Disney's activism was not enough to satisfy a handful of employees enraged that the mouse didn't do more. Another Disney employee, production coordinator Alan March, was caught in a video call advertising a tracker he uses to meet self-imposed quotas for LGBT characters in Disney's Moon Girl TV series. He said, "I've had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. I put together like a tracker of our background characters to make sure that we have all the full breadth of expression with all of our gender non-conforming characters." But having a quota was not sufficient enough in pushing his agenda. He also said, "It's not just a numbers game of how many LGBTQ plus characters you have. The more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story, and especially with, like, trans characters, kind of the only way to have these, like, canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters, is to give them stories where they can be, like, their whole selves." President of Disney General Entertainment, Carrie Burke, spoke just as openly about her plan to force her own sexual agenda on the eyes and ears of young children. She said, "We had an open forum last week at 20th, presumably Disney-owned 20th Century Studios, where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years. One of our execs stood up and said, 'You know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content.' And I went, 'What? That can't be true.' And I realized, oh, actually, it is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads." And in another apparent reference to Florida's law protecting five-year-olds from sexual grooming in schools, Burke added, "Had this moment not happened, I as a leader and we as my colleagues would not have focused on inserting more LGBT characters in Disney stories. And going forward, I still certainly will be more so. I know that we will be," she said, pausing to fight back tears. She also reportedly signaled a goal that at least 50% of Disney characters will be LGBT or racial minorities by the year's end. In the same call, she proudly proclaimed herself the mother of two queer children, actually one transgender child and one pansexual child. "I would love to know how she knows this. I would love to know that. And the ages of her children, who she claims to have chosen to be transgender and pansexual, are unclear." In another leaked Disney call, activism partner Nadine Smith parroted wild conspiracy theories about the Florida law. "We're reacting from the reality that when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids." I used to make fun about of people like her. I used to make, which one of you is Nadine? I can't tell which one is Nadine. I'm looking at a picture of a call, and they're, you know, I guess they're imagining the Republicans are going to come and kidnap the children. Never mind that the fact that the bill, dubbed "Don't Say Gay" by detractors, doesn't even include the word gay. Much less criminalize its use or people who identify with it. Disney knows the bill merely protects very young children from being bombarded with adult sexual agendas, and that no one who isn't seeking to groom children has a good reason to be afraid of the law. So Disney and its allies in government, corporations, and the propaganda press have resorted to straight-up lying about the bill's purpose and flaunting bizarre theories like that Ron DeSantis wants to kidnap children. Meanwhile, DeSantis slammed Disney's weird obsession with teaching kids under 10 about sex, and the company's simultaneous double standard as applied to communist China, where effeminate men are banned from TV. And on Tuesday, he said, "Why is the hill to die on to have transgenderism injected into kindergarten classrooms or woke gender ideology injected into second grade classrooms? Meanwhile, if we had done a bill that prohibited talking about the abuse of Uyghurs in China, Disney would have supported that legislation because they won't say a word about it. Trying to make pedophilia normal. They're trying to make it okay to tell your children, your kids, and fill their heads with so much stuff. I mean, I have a hard time keeping up with the terminology. For example, I might have to look up what pansexual means when we get off of here. But I don't know if that means, well, I can just be whatever I want as I move around. You know, I don't know. My life is based upon physics, biology, and data. So I do not walk around thinking to myself, you know, if this whole guy thing doesn't work it out, I could just be a woman. Or better yet, I could just be a nothing. I could be non-binary, which I guess that's almost like no rules apply to me sexually. There's no sexual rules that apply to me. I can do whatever I want. I can have marital relations with, you know, whatever I want. Mud, chickens, watermelons, whatever I want. This it is absolutely bizarre, the stuff that they're wanting to try to foist upon your kids. And just like I was saying, that whole intolerance thing that they are pushing right now, where they're saying, ah, the Republicans are going to come and take you, that's intolerance. That's intolerance of another viewpoint. And it's lies. And some of us are getting real tired of it. And the tolerance is about to end. And what they're going to see is pushback, which will be shocking to them. Coming up next hour is going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, fresh off of Sock F. We'll tell you what Sock F is when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.